You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I talked to the president of the Abortion Law Reform Association of New Zealand, Terry Bellamack, who is supporting Louisa Wall's new bill called the Contraception, Sterilization, and Abortion Safe Areas Amendment Bill. The first reading of the bill would occur today, and I discussed with her what the bill is intending to do. Parliament member Louisa Wall has drafted the Contraception, Sterilization, and Abortion Safe Areas Amendment Bill, which is expected to have its first reading today. Do you mind giving a quick overview on what the bill entails?
Sure. So the bill would make it, make it a crime, but it doesn't entirely do that. If there is a safe area established, then people who want to harass people who want to get abortion care at that place would not be able to do so within a maximum of 150 meters of the place. So the purpose of the bill is to protect people who are seeking abortion care. Because right now, what often happens, as you can see outside AMAC or outside Wellington Hospital, sometimes Rotorua, Tauranga, Invercargill, I think they're out at Christchurch quite a bit, you see protesters with those weird, you know, gory signs, like they put, like they were showing it on Parliament last year when the abortion legislation bill was going through. These signs are big and gory, and they purport to be aborted fetuses. 94% of abortions in New Zealand occur before the 14th week, so they don't really look like that. They also, in some cases, you know, try to speak to the people who are going in for abortion care, which is, it's interesting because people tell me about their abortions, and they almost always mention the harassment that happens outside abortion clinics and abortion services here in New Zealand.
So what exactly does Al Rands disagree with that the bill that the minister is supporting entail?
Well, okay, first off, let me just say that Al Rands totally supports safe areas, and we totally agree that any safe areas bill is better than no safe areas bill. What we disagree with is the process that one has to go through in order to create a safe area. We think that that process is ridiculous, and we want, instead of having to go through this process, we want all places that where abortion is provided to be covered by this safe areas law as soon as it's assented.
Okay, and in your press release, you've said that freedom of expression does not include the right to target a captive audience and force them to listen to your message. What do you mean by this exactly, and where do you think the line is drawn in people expressing their opinions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. I'm glad you asked, actually. So, human rights and civil rights, there are some rights that are absolute and other rights that are not absolute. And there are some rights that, you know, affect others and some rights that are self-reflective. Freedom of expression is self-reflective. That means that if you have said your piece, if you have, you know, if you have said the thing that you wanted to say, then you have exercised your freedom of expression. That doesn't imply, or it's not incumbent upon the government to supply you with the audience of your choice. That's really what's going on here. Everyone knows where an abortion clinic is, and if you put the people who are trying to harass other people right in front of the abortion clinic, well, it's not like people who need abortion care can go anywhere else. They have to go by that place. That's what makes them a captive audience, because they can't, those who wish to harass them already know that they have to come here. That's what I mean by supplying them with a captive audience. That's not right. These people are being targeted. Further, generally, when freedom of expression is talked about, what needs to be always allowed is political speech. But what we're talking about here is not political speech, it's private speech. And the reason that I say that is the fact that seeking medical care is a private act. It's not a political act. And trying to dissuade someone from receiving medical care is also not a political act. It's not political speech, it's private speech. it's trying to dissuade someone from doing what they came there to do. This is different from, say, you know, petitioning Parliament or, you know, having the March for Life. You're walking down the street and being there for everyone to see. That is the essence of political speech. This is targeted harassment.
So these safe spaces have been used in other jurisdictions such as the States, Australia, and the UK. Can you explain what these safe spaces look like and if they could be implemented similarly in New Zealand?
Yeah, they're called by many names, safe zones, buffer zones, safe areas, safe spaces. What they generally involve is a distance. And within that distance, you're not allowed to protest. You're not allowed to go there if you were a protester. You're not allowed to have signs or approach people or film people. Generally, you're not allowed to make a nuisance of yourself in that zone. Outside that zone, however, the sky's the limit. Your freedom of expression is entirely yours and not it's not curtailed in any way outside the zone. So people's freedom of expression is not being infringed, it's just being moved. Generally, the abortion provider will, sometimes they paint a line to make sure that everyone knows where the line is. Other times, that's not really possible. But generally, there is like a set distance that the harassers can't come inside. And if they do, then they can be arrested. That could work here just as it works in other places.
That was President of the Abortion Law Reform Association, Terry Bellamack, on the new Contraception, Sterilization, and Abortion Safe Areas Amendment Bill.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.